This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Webcast. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to a special episode. It's kind of 269 and a half of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 20th of December, 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Steve, Jacob, Jen, and myself, Jody. Is there anyone else, Brad?
Hannah may drop by.
Cool.
And Ruger.
And Ruger.
And welcome, Ruger. Good to have you on. Yep. That's great.
Ruger is awesome.
He is. He is he's a very awesome dog. I'm sure he wants to be a part of the show. So, Jennifer, how are you?
I am awesome as well. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. You got some Google Glass the other day.
Yeah, I got Google Glass 2 days ago, and I'll tell you what, you know, there is a little bit of a price tag to it, but to me it's worth it, and I am absolutely in love with it. I have been getting some looks when I wear it out in public, you know, and that kind of makes me...
You're supposed to wear clothes. In addition to the glass, Jen.
That's optional.
Is she
no wonder she gets looks.
Yeah. Is she there or she left?
Oops.
She got excited.
Oh,
she,
no.
She's enclosed them right now.
I'm back. I dropped the call somehow.
Oh.
I don't know how much you guys heard.
No,
but...
just repeat yourself, Jennifer.
Okay. I was just basically saying that I really like it a lot. I wish that the battery life were better. I do have to charge it several times throughout the day, and that's not too cool, but... and I have taken a lot of, in the beginning, and it's still the beginning for me, but a lot of inadvertent photos and videos. Like this morning I was calling Amazon and I started taking a video, which I thought was just a short snippet, and I accidentally took like an 8-minute video of my entire call to Amazon and everything else going on in my kitchen in the morning. And then I realized and I was like, oh, but it's really helpful. Like tonight I was in the store and I was looking at this item, this is a potential Christmas gift, and I tapped Google Glass. I said, you know, Google Mega Mouth Omega Juicer. And then I brought it up and then I read a little bit about it. And then, you know, it just kind of helped me in the store and choose whether or not I wanted to buy an item. And it's nice because it pops up in your eye and you're just, it's not... You know, it's not really invasive to me. It's helpful. It's like a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Much.
So Jennifer, do you find when I tried out Robert Scoble's Google Glass when he was in Melbourne, I found the window really small to look at. How do you find that?
Yeah, it is small to look at, and in the beginning, I found everything blurry, and I was like, I can't even read this. I'm squinting. I'm like really trying to make it out. But today, for some reason, I could read everything.
Wow.
And so I don't know what that was all about. Maybe I think it must have been my eye, maybe. I don't know. You know, another cool thing, there's a lot of apps for it already. So, like, I installed this Strava Run app, and I went on a hike this morning with it, and, you know, and it was kind of guiding me through everything, kind of like you'd have on your phone, but it's nice to have it through glass and... so you can kind of see the map and, you know, it's really, really neat. And the wink feature is really cool where you can wink your eye and it takes a photo.
Oh, wow.
That's really nice. Yeah.
So what are the benefits of having Google Glass, Jennifer?
Well, for me, I just really feel like it's a personal assistant, and it's just very convenient to be able to tap it on the side of your head and say, you know, okay, Google, make a call to Brad Tech Webcast, or, you know, send a message to yada yada, or take a picture, record a video, or log a recipe, or things like that. And it just, it's like a personal assistant that's always on and always listening and ready to jump into action.
Good stuff. All right, we enjoy the glass. Jennifer, Jacob, do you have any questions for Jennifer about the glass or anything like that? Or welcome, Bob.
Well, yeah, I actually have a good one.
Go ahead.
How did you use it outside the store? I was just about to message you saying, was it 4G, Wi-Fi, or both?
I was using 3G inside the store.
Oh, okay, 3G, wow.
Okay. I was using 3G. And when I was on a hike this morning, I was using 4G. And when I'm at home, I use the Wi-Fi.
So what's the 4G like on it? Is it fast?
Well, it uses the 4G on your device, you know, so it hooks up via Bluetooth to your device. So it's all depending on what your device's data will pump out.
Gotcha. You know? So you got to actually carry a phone as well with you to use it.
Yeah, exactly. You need to carry a phone. Right. And I have it paired up with my Android and rather than my iPhone.
You can actually use it on the iPhone now. There's an actual app out for the iPhone now for it.
Yeah, you can use it on your iPhone. And I think the app was mainly so that you could set it up and do everything with it. I think it worked with the iPhone before as well, but the app is like the My Glass app that allows you to really set things up with it. And now that app is available for the iPhone.
Sweet. All right, Steve, what's going on with you, mate? How are you going?
I'm doing good. Really haven't planned much for today's show on my own thing. Let's just wait until after Christmas and I'll have something going on, I guess.
Sweet, sweet. So this is the best of, we look back at 2013, Jody. You've been on for the whole year.
I have.
And,
it's true.
What's been your favorite guest so far and highlight and that sort of thing?
You know, I think it's just all of the diversity of the guests rather than any one guest. We've had some tremendous people on, and always they bring a different perspective. You know, from we had Mohammed on, who does the smart charger.
Yes.
Really cool device. I thought that was really neat. And we've had Hannah Silver, who I think has a wonderful personality, tremendous artist. And what's her doll? Creepy Doll?
Yeah, Creepy Doll, yeah.
We've had Chris Voss,
yes,
who added some tech insight and also some humor. Yes. And Sam Levin.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there was such a listing of some really tremendous people.
Cool, cool.
And it's kudos to you, Brad, because you're really the catalyst. You're the one who pulls it all together.
Oh, yeah, definitely, mate. I get all the guests on every week, and you talk to them.
We all talk to them.
Exactly, yeah.
You say hello.
You all talk to them. So, yeah, no, I've got something I want to play here for you guys to enjoy. Here we go.
Let's play. Let's sing it. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Brad! Thank you, Sam Levin. Oh, that was Chris.
That was actually Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Chris, goddammit! Sorry, I can't sing. All I can do is yell when I try and sing. It's a medical problem I've had since birth.
Sounds like an anger issue.
It's like funny that, too! After I was touched by that clown. Happy birthday, Brad. God damn it.
Okay, so that's
it's just my dreads acting up.
Sit it down there, or I'm going to call the Zarpo police on you.
All right, that was Sam Levin and Chris Voss, Jody.
So that's Sam Levin and Chris Voss.
What do you reckon? That was very funny. I love that part.
They love you.
That was where, I think that's one of the best part highlights are for me anyway. Do you agree, Jacob?
Yes.
That was one of the best parts of them two coming on the show. What about you, Steve? What's your highlight been, mate?
Let me see, highlights. There's probably more than one, obviously. Just, of course, having guests on every week. Some notable ones. One recently was the developer from the Opera Coast browser for the iPad. Of course, they do Opera coming on, I guess, 15, 20 years. So I actually reviewed their app before, so it was kind of great to be able to talk to the developers on that.
Definitely, definitely. And what about you, Jennifer?
Well, you really do an awesome job pulling guests in and getting them to come on the show. You know, some of my favorites, I actually really enjoyed the episode with David Ammerland about Google semantic search. Mm-hmm. I was fascinated by that one. And he's such a smart guy. I mean, I was really intrigued when you have Mike Elgin on. You know, he's such a wonderful, I guess, tech journalist, and what he does is so great. So having him on was pretty exciting. And really everyone that you've had on, you've never had a poor guest on. Everyone always brings something interesting to the show. And then it was fun. Your birthday episode with having Chris Voss and Sam on, that was really cool.
That was one of the best funny parts of the podcast.
Chris Voss is just hysterical. He has such a good sense of humor. So does Sam.
After the podcast, I'm trying to talk about Tuckluster. He was on the episode. He was making good fun at Craig's ship.
Oh God!
And Jody can mention a few things with that one.
Do you remember Jody at all, or that? This is not really part of Tech Webcast, Jacob. But you know.
It was fun.
It was fun.
But you know, who was the magician guy that we had on?
The magician guy.
He does like magic and tech kind of mixed together. I'm trying to remember. That was a great one. Nat and Marie.
Yes. Great girls.
They were a lot of fun.
Yes, they were.
A lot of giggles that night.
Mm-hmm. Very funny. Who else? We had Ice TV on last week. That was a great, they were great.
Oh, that was a really good show. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was really good.
The Keith Barrett shows are good too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we have Aussie Pickers, right?
Aussie Pickers, yes.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
We should have him back.
We should. He's coming back actually next year.
He was a cutie. He was fun. Yeah.
Yep.
And Steve Haywood was on.
Yes, Steve. Yes, yep. We had to do that show probably about two times, I think.
Ben Bickford.
Who was that? Sam.
Ben Bickford, remember?
Oh, Ben. Yep. Yep. So many people. So many people have been on this show. It's really hard to remember.
I know. You had Tom Merritt on before.
Oh, yeah, Tom Merritt, yes.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Keith here.
Did you have Robert Scoble on this year, or was it last year?
I can't remember.
Before.
I think he was on this year.
I thought it was this year, yeah.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
And if not,
so early
2013. Who else? I'm just looking at the past episodes here.
Yeah, I think Jen hit one on the head though. David Ammerland deserves another plug. He was mm-hmm. His book. Did you get the book? The book is awesome.
Yeah. The book is really great. I have that. Yeah.
Hey, I guess what? I've got all the guests since June, so I could probably tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
A lot.
Go for it. Yeah, please do, Stacey.
Okay, we have.
It was Glide.
With it, okay. I guess
the
that's
guy
you.
From Glide. He was the guy Glide. From Glide.
Yeah, Glide was great. Yep.
Yeah,
Alan Furstenberg. That's what I. The cyber safety lady. I remember her.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
Brian Brushwood. That's who it was. That's the magician.
You had Brian Brushwood on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah.
What about Roberto Hoyos from Throwboy? That was good.
Yep.
I love Roberto. He's so cool.
And let me see. We got Pettit, a digital services consultant. That's what it says.
Okay, yep. He's the guy who worked with Andrew on with Zafra, I think.
Then it's got here David Ammerland, mm-hmm. but it doesn't show his website.
Google semantic search.
We had Gadget Girl on. She was on September. Yep, September the 18th. She was on. She was great to talk to.
Tony Wang. From Twit.
Yeah, oh yeah, yep.
Tony Wang on.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. Tony Wang, yep.
And we got Quello. I guess somebody from Quello, the app, yep. Isn't there?
Yep, that was right. Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, here we go. Lucas Callahan from the TV show Aussie Pickers. That was his name.
He was very cool. We should definitely reach out to him again.
And we cannot forget Sonia Carroll Eva. She was great too. Do you remember her?
Oh, joke? I loved her. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, she was fantastic. And
I'm going down the list.
Who else? Jacob, do you have any recommendations? Your favorite ones?
You killed all of them.
Really?
We got Mike Elgin.
Mike Elgin, yes.
Mike Elgin.
And Elgin. Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, well, you already mentioned Smart Charger. And I'm still in the Decembers.
Jennifer Ruggiero was on. She was a guest on here.
I was on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Maker SQR. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's Sarah Slocum.
Oh, her. She was on. Yeah, she had that phone problem.
She had the tea kettle behind her.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she had some tea, making some tea on her.
We got Steve Malk from
Steve Malk. Yes, yes. Yes, he was great to talk to. Malk's TV. Yes. We also had Dan McDermott on from Google Plus Week.
And do we have Alan on also?
Yes, Alan first.
He did.
Yes, he's mm-hmm. on. He was on as well.
And this is about as far back as I can go. I deleted the other ones.
And who else? We had Rome's on. The guy from Rome's came on.
Yep.
Which is no longer available in the App Store. That app's gone.
Isn't that a shame? And you remember we had the gentleman who did Color on also, and Color was in around.
Yeah,
Color. That was a really cool app.
It was a very cool app.
Mm. I'm sad that wound up going away. But, you know, Zarfo came out, and Zarfo, I think, is every bit as cool as Color and a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Who else did we have on? I'm trying to look here. Craig Shipp was on. Yes, he was on. Yes.
We're still going to cover some of the tech of the year.
Do you have some views on that, Jacob, about Craig Shipp at all? What do you think about? What did he come for? We talked about his show, didn't he?
Of course.
Yeah, the Hangout 10.
Hangout 10. Which he's no longer doing anymore.
He's not?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Why?
I don't know. He's doing that stuff with Audrey now, but it's not.
Oh, no. It's really?
The Audrey Schur show.
I think so.
Let's seriously?
Yeah.
Looping live.
What about was her name Pam, and she had a show where they were talking about.
Yeah, that was what was it?
Pageantry.
Pageant Live. Yep. Pageant Live. Yeah.
And we had that other guy, Jim Ault.
Jim Ault.
Oh yeah, Jim. Yeah.
Jim Ault was on, and who else? We had. Nick Woods on.
Mm-hmm.
From the iPhone app Color, yeah, he was from Color.
You recently had Lisa Padilla on.
Oh yeah, Lisa. Yep, she's great.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Steve. What about you? What's your highlight been for the for tech and stuff? You know.
Oh shoot! So much, of course. Like every year, we of course recent with the new iPhones to come out. Don't you remember we covered the. Samsung, we went to the Samsung
release. Mm-hmm. Yes,
Google Plus, mm-hmm. We did that. Believe it or not, recently, now this is not really a consumer version, but Apple just released the new Mac Pro a couple of days ago.
Yep.
Which is
that's fantastic. Yes, that was fantastic. And that new Mac Pro looks great. Have you seen it, Jennifer?
I have not seen it in person, but, you know, just online. Yeah,
just imagine two toilet paper rolls stacked on one of one another, and that's the size of it.
I know. That's really cool. That's very, very cool.
That's very cool.
And it's got, like, two workstation graphic cards in there, up to 12 cores. Well, actually, today I was watching a video, and they were doing a demonstration, and they had 4K video raw file. I think it was from a Red camera. They were running that without any frame drops, and they had like 20 different effects all at the same time, and they kept on adding stuff to see if they could get it to bog down, and I think that's when they had to stop because they had to actually publish the article or something, or the video. So yeah, it's quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jennifer? Do you have any highlights of tech announcements?
Yeah. Of tech news?
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, there were some great acquisitions in the year, right? So Yahoo purchased Tumblr for $1.1 billion. That was a big acquisition. Mm-hmm. And they didn't mess it up. Tumblr is still as awesome as it was before. So, you know, kudos to them. Another big one was Google acquiring Waze, the crowdsourced mapping app. So hopefully they'll incorporate some of those items into their Google Maps because I love Google Navigation and Google Maps. And that's what I use as my go-to device when I need to navigate somewhere. I use that. And I love Waze as well, you know, because it helps me know where the traffic is, if there's a cop ahead, if there's an accident, you know, road construction. That's really cool. And blending the two together would be great. So I'm hoping that
happens. Actually, I just want to add real quick. They already did the at least in the Google Maps smartphone versions. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
What did they do?
That yeah, they integrated it. I think they put like some of the data points from Waze into the Google Maps.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Oh, okay, cool. I haven't noticed it.
How about the one I showed? How about the one I showed you on Facebook, Jennifer?
I don't remember.
One about Sprint.
Oh, that's not news yet because it hasn't happened. That's just a rumor. Then there's also Google acquired Flutter. And if you guys don't know what Flutter is, this is actually a significant acquisition because this company does something with motion. It's it makes it so that – oh, let me find it. Hold on just a moment here. Okay, here it is right here. It's a gesture control service. So what it works with, it's like it will use the camera on your Mac, for example, and you do gestures and then you know those gestures will interpret into something else. Well, anyway, Google acquired them. So it's interesting to see what they'll end up doing with that, you know, with gestures. If they're going to use gestures for your phones or they're going to use it maybe within the Chrome browser, you know, who knows? Maybe with a Google TV that's coming out, I don't know. But that was a big acquisition, too. It was a significant one. And then Microsoft purchased Nokia for $7.2 billion. So wow. That's a huge one as well.
Very huge. What about you, Jody?
5S. That's what happened this year.
5S, yeah.
5S.
Yeah, I agree. 5S, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, iOS 7 was a huge one too. Yes, iOS 7 and the 5S, yeah.
Yep, and also well, Mavericks.
And the interesting thing was everybody was wondering whether they were going to come out with the next number, you know, or if it was just going to be the S version. So I think, you know, we've obviously seen a pattern where on the odd years or the even years, they're either introducing a new model or an S. But it was interesting, too, because they also, when they introduced S, they introduced the C. So, essentially, they have two lines of their flagship phone. So, that was kind of interesting. And the watches, you know, wearable technology has mm-hmm. become more prevalent this year.
Yep. That was on my list, too. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've made some progress in terms of search engines because Google introduced Hummingbird this year and that replaced their old search algorithm and really moved the idea or the concept of semantic search to the forefront. So it's really changed the way search is done. We've also had some significant changes with Facebook, the way that they present information, but also you know, taking away some of the features that people were relying on that had to do with privacy. And then the whole issue of privacy came to the forefront with Eric Snowden and the information that's being pulled from cell phones. So I think that those were some of the significant things, in my opinion, for 2013.
Sweet. Good stuff, Jody. What about Jacob? Do you have any?
Not really.
I'd like to add on the Facebook part too. Not only all the changes, but they went public, which was huge news. And Twitter went public too, and that was pretty big tech news as well.
Yep, definitely. And also, yeah.
Dell went private. That's like the opposite.
Yeah. Also, Instagram.
What was that? Dell went private. You're right. Yeah, they did. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Instagram got in direct messaging as well in the app as well.
They changed that. Mm-hmm. And the Xbox One launched, and the new PS4. And you know, those don't launch every year, so that was big tech news.
It was very big. Mm-hmm. Big news.
Oh, WinRT and the Surface.
Yeah.
Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too. What else? Steve, anything else you want to mention? Or?
Actually, I'm going through my older posts because I covered some of this. So there might be some other news so we don't miss anything.
Viber.
Viber was on? Viber? What about Viber?
No. They're making landline phone calls on their app.
Oh, we forgot Cast.
What's that?
Yeah, we missed Chromecast. Got released.
Chromecast. Yeah, Chromecast. Yeah. Good one.
How did we forget that? Yeah,
I don't know.
That's great.
Because it's forgettable.
Yeah, it is. It is when you put it away in your drawer.
Great, like Craig Ship.
Yeah, Craig.
And me.
Oh.
I can't believe you, Jacob, doing that, dude. Oh, well. I use mine every day. I love it. Do you use yours, Jennifer?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I got today?
What's up?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
What arrived, in addition, if you're speaking out Chromecast, it made me think of this, the Roku 3.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, Craig Ship, I remember speaking about him. He was saying, oh, yeah, it's a lot faster than the previous one. Well, it really is a lot faster. It's, you know, bada bing, bada boom. It's really fast. I love it. It's great. It's a nice addition. They had it on sale, you know, due to the holidays. So I thought, well, you know, I do need to upgrade one of mine. So
yeah.
I went ahead and did it. Yeah.
So you have so many streaming devices now, Jody. Jennifer, I'm not sure which one to use now.
I have no idea which one to use.
That's funny.
Whichever is the easiest.
Go ahead, Jacob.
That was it, me.
Oh, that was me. I just thought of something, a real good technology that really be applicable. And I covered it earlier this year. I think it came out like sometime after January. And it's called M-Disc. And basically what it allows you to do is it'll be a you either use something like CD-ROMs or DVD drives. They also got a Blu-ray disc version that records it, and the recording lasts for 1,000 years. Of course, most conventional media like that will only last about 3 to 5 years because it uses the old dye technology, which degrades over time. So this new technology, once you burn it, it will last virtually a lot, you know, 1,000 years. the only reason why it degrades is the plastic itself. It's the polycarbon is the one that actually degrades. And you can actually can use existing technology and just a firmware upgrade. And then the media is a little bit more expensive, but it's a great long-term storage solution, even comparable to regular hard drives and so forth.
Okay.
Very cool.
Very cool. Very cool. Jody, do you want any add anything before we wrap up, or is that it? Or?
Well, no. I guess if I could add only that. Again, Brad, I want to thank you for putting the show together, for being consistent and having it each and every week, for being the catalyst for bringing on some superb guests.
No problem.
And for structuring it in a way and including all of us. So, you know, you've always been, you do the Follow Friday thing. You're just a good person to bring people together. And, I think part of the reason that Tech Webcast is successful is because of you. And, I mean, it's 100% because of you. So I just want to say thank you.
No problem. And you too, Jody, you're part of this show. And Jennifer now is part of it. And Andrew and Steve. And
now I'm going to cry. No, I'm just kidding.
I totally agree with Jody. And you have a knack for, and you know, the one thing that I even said, Ruger agrees
yes,
too.
Yes, he does.
Is that you don't give up. You ask people. You're not afraid to ask, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people.
If they say no, that's fine. And
exactly.
I don't think no one said no to me as before.
That's awesome.
I don't think so anyway. Okay, Steve, final thoughts of the show, and where can I get hold of you?
It's been an awesome year. So much stuff went on. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at chatterbox_live. Of course, justin.tv/ Linus Cool Dude for the live version of the Tech Webcast.
Good stuff. And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz. And yeah, good show. Great year. Jacob, what about you?
I like being on the show. It's actually helping me a lot.
Why do you like being on the show? Tell me why. Give me two reasons.
I like to hear new things and talk about new things. Sometimes that you guys find something that I don't even know about.
Wow.
I can understand what you're talking about. Then it gives me a little chance.
Jennifer, do you remember meeting Jacob first day? You met him?
I just remember becoming friends with you and Jacob online, but you first.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I mean, I remember it was a long time ago, but.
What was he doing? Vaguely. Do you remember what he was doing when you met him?
He was doing, I don't think he was doing the podcast Overlord, but there was something about that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's doing that other show, that podcast. Overlord. Yeah.
But that's it, I think, right? And Techluster.
Oh, yeah,
Techluster. Occasion.
Yeah. And, whatever happened to that show, Jacob, Podcast Overlord?
It got canned.
Okay. You're bored of it, right?
Yes.
Never get bored of stuff, mate. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, JD, what about you? What's your final view of the show? When we can get hold of you?
Well, you can find me on find me at jazzpot32669.
Okay. JD, what about you?
1Z.
1Z. Okay, good stuff. Jacob?
My final view of the show. Again, great year. Thank you guys. Jen, I mean, Brad, you brought us all together, and
yes, we did.
I feel like, it's a new family, and I love each of you. So
thank you.
Even you, Jacob.
Jacob can be crazy sometimes, so yeah.
You're trying to say.
Yeah, but you know what? And that's kind of the fun of it, is because, with like a family, any family, there's always like those little rifts and people poke barbs at each other, and that, it just happens, and that's life. And I think that's part of what makes the show so interesting.
Exactly.
But anyway, I want to again thank you. And anybody who wants to connect, you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, SunSwept. And my website, webmarcom.net or jodyraines.com. And you can find me pretty much anywhere as either webmarcom or Jody Raines.
Good stuff. Does anyone want to mention Andrew as well before we go from Zafa? Jody, do you want to mention Andrew?
I would love to mention Andrew. Andrew has been a wonderful, absolutely phenomenal addition to the show. He's bright. He's articulate. He's asked great questions. He's got a very curious mind.
Yes.
And above all, he's a tremendous entrepreneur. He's put together an app that I would encourage everyone to support by downloading and using, called Zarfo, and it's available now through the iTunes store. And I know, Brad, you've helped him with putting the whole thing together. Maybe you want to just briefly explain what it is.
It's a broadcasting app. We can make videos and stuff and put it on Zarfo and share it to Facebook or Twitter and send photos and leave comments and that sort of stuff. It's a great app.
It is. It's phenomenal.
It is.
And we miss you, Andrew, and Bev.
Yes,
we miss
Bev's great.
You too.
Yes. She just got married, by the way, not long ago.
That's
awesome.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Beverly.
Yeah. Go on, you, Beverly. So well done.
That means we can't spend the night over anymore.
No, you know what?
Steve,
I think
come on.
That we're all going to descend upon them. I think that we're going to have to do a road trip, guys. Actually, yes. It would be like a plane trip, because obviously there are no roads between here and Australia. But
exactly,
Jen, Steve, Jacob, I think we need to get over there. And
can we meet in 20? Can we meet in 2014?
Let's plan it.
That'd be nice.
I think you guys need to come to Australia in 2014.
I definitely want to come. Let's
do it. You should, Jody. You should definitely. Okay, that's it.
List.
Yes. All right. Cool. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jacob.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.
And that's a wrap.